want to welcome you to the radio ministry of Church of the Promise in Iway, Louisiana, with Pastors Dwayne and Cindy Daigle. We're a non-denominational Bible teaching ministry with a passion to help God's people find their place in the kingdom of God. We want you to know that your life counts and that God wants to give you a hope and a future. We trust that you'll be both blessed and challenged by today's message. Here is Pastor Daigle.
Cindy and I would like to say thank you to all of those who have contributed to this ministry, making this broadcast possible.
The title of this message is Don't Leave Home Without It, Part 3. We pray this is a blessing to your life.
Again, you know, we may have desires, goals, things like that that we set for our life, but the only thing that God is going to establish in our life is that which comes from His heart, His desire. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That doesn't just mean He just gives you whatever, you know, your carnal heart or head can come up with in life. No, He literally gives you the desires. He puts the desires in your heart, and you begin to believe and desire those same things that He wants. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 24, a man's steps are from the Lord. How then can man understand his way? Anybody ever had the Lord tell you to do something and you said, Lord, that don't make any sense? That's the story of my life. Every move, every major move, especially that the Lord has ever told us to do, did not make good sense up here. I mean, it did not make good sense when God told me to quit working outside of the plants and allow the church to give us a salary when the church didn't have money to give us a salary. That didn't make any sense until we actually obeyed. With a lot of coercion from the Lord, we actually obeyed. And the moment we obeyed and allowed literally the first salary check that we ever received from this church, literally the finance of this church doubled that week and never went back. And so as a church, we operate debt free. Only God could do that. I mean, if you were there at the beginning, you would understand what I'm saying. I mean, we had nothing and God stepped in, right? But it happened by Him directing our heart to do something. The beginning of that, the beginning of us owning any property or having anything as Church of the Promise started when I remember we went to a meeting, a revival meeting, and we hardly had any money in the bank account. The church did. We had $59 and some change. Some of y'all remember this story. We had $59 and some change, and God said, you know, if it ain't going to meet your need, then it must be your seed. And so we owed bills. We had missionaries that we had said we're going to support, you know, but we had $59 and some change in the bank account. And God said, when you go to that service, take a check and give the entire amount down to the penny. Everything you have in a bank account, give it in the offering. Well, can I tell you that didn't make sense to me? But I did. And literally that week, somebody walked up to me and handed me a card and said, God told me to do this. And this guy wasn't even a Christian. He didn't go to our church. He didn't go to any church. But he comes and hands me a card with it and said, God told me to give this to you. He said, you'd know what to do with it. And it was $1,000. Then I get a phone call. Somebody says, hey, what's the church's address? I need to send something. Okay, I gave the address. A couple days later, here comes $5,000. Now understand, it blew my mind when I realized, and I knew it wasn't for me personally, when I realized I had planted that $59 and change as seed, and literally $6,000 came back, which is a hundredfold return, and that $6,000 became the beginning of being able to get the property we have now. It came from that. It came from literally giving everything, which made no sense to me. Give everything we have. And there it was. This isn't a message on money. That's not what my intention. My intention is to get you to understand that sometimes God will tell you to do things that make no sense to you. And as long as it's in alignment with His word, you go ahead and do it. Now, if He tells you, you know, to do something that's illegal or to do something that's immoral, well, then that ain't God talking. All right. I got a lady tell me, yeah, God told me to leave my husband for this other man because He wants me to be happy, and I ain't happy with him, right? Well, how many of you know that wasn't God? Didn't take long. She wasn't happy with the next guy either, by the way, just so you know. All right, Jeremiah 10:23. I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps. Listen, God never intended for us to live this life without his guidance, without his direction, without him leading us. We don't know what we're doing. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who guides and directs our steps. There have been many times in my life when I did not know what to do. God, I have no clue what to do about this situation. I have no clue what to do in this moment of my life. I don't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit, the way he works sometimes is he don't give you the whole answer at once. He just says, well, do this. Take this little step, right? Then take this little step. I've literally had the Holy Spirit tell me at times to go to a particular location. And then at that location, meet somebody that was a key to what I was needing done in my life. It's incredible to me how that works. But when you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit, he'll do that. You know, when I used to go in San Antonio, I'd go street witnessing on the streets in San Antonio. I would pray, Lord, lead us to those that you've already begun to prepare their hearts to receive the seed. Lead us. And I'm telling you, God would go to this bus stop or go to this block or go to this location. And it never failed that there was somebody there that God had prepared and people would get saved. And many, many times, I can't tell you how many people who were, you know, on the verge of suicide that the Lord would minister to them and instead they get saved, or people who were sick or people who needed healing. And we'd be out on the street praying for people who needed healing. And we saw the deaf hear, and we saw the crippled walk, and we saw things happen. Because God would say, you go here, I have somebody prepared there for you, okay? So my point is this, if you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you can never go wrong. But sometimes it's going to look like you're going wrong because it doesn't make sense. Again, that scripture doesn't mean that whatever happens was ordered or directed by God, by the way. I don't believe that everything that happens in this world is the will of God. Because if that were the case, none would perish. Because the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. But yet we know that not all come to repentance. So as much as I would love to think that God's will always gets done, God's will does not always get done because he gives us a will and he allows us to choose whether or not we're going to follow his will. The Holy Spirit will order our steps, but that doesn't mean we always obey his orders. So it doesn't mean that whatever happens was ordered or directed by God. It means that when we get direction from him, we are acknowledging that we are his. And as we acknowledge that we are his, he will establish our steps. He gives the directions, but we decide if we're going to follow his directions or not. You know, another translation says this, the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Understand, it's an order given by the Lord, but you still have to choose to follow his orders. By the way, if you fall into this whole idea like the Islamic people do, that everything that happens is the will of God, then you're saying that all the horrific, terrible things that happen to people caused by sin and by the devil himself somehow is God's fault and God's will. I don't buy that. I don't believe that. God showed us his heart. Tell your neighbor, Holy Spirit guidance. Never leave home without it. How about this one? The Holy Spirit is our helper. Number 8, the Holy Spirit is our helper. You know, I come from construction industry, and so in my mindset, when you think of a helper, sometimes you're thinking of someone that has lesser skills maybe. They're not a craftsman yet. They're just a helper. Right. And in my mindset, that's, you know, coming out of that kind of an environment, I had to understand what it meant for the Holy Spirit to be a helper. But it does not mean that the Holy Spirit somehow is just kind of tagging with you and learning from you. No, it simply means that because he is the one who does know how to do it, he helps you. He gives you a hand up to help you know how to do it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Again, it's the mindset of God helps me when I can't help myself. God is my helper. He's the one that pulls me out of the pit. He's the one that throws the rope down. You know, he's the one that does for me what I cannot do for myself. So I will not fear because I've got the best helper in the world. Psalm chapter 54, verse 4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. Can somebody say he helps me stay alive? Again, helper. This word helper, it's not in the sense of a subordinate worker, but as a master craftsman mentoring an apprentice. God will not do for you, by the way, what he has told you to do. But he will fill the gap where we're short and provide strength where we are weak. It's kind of like a spotter for a weightlifter. If you've ever been involved with lifting weights, way back, I remember my cousin and I would lift weights together, and he was a bodybuilder. He was a big old guy. In fact, he was like a Mississippi bodybuilding champion at one time. And boy, I thought it was something to be able to be lifting weights with him, but he was cruel and torturous, I want to tell you. And we laugh today. Still, when I talk to him, we laugh about it because I'd always fall for this trick. We'd work the legs real, real hard. And if you've ever done that, you know, boy, your legs feel like noodles, right? And he would always do this. They had about two steps when you go out of that building. And he would always rush to the door and he'd open the door for me. And then when I'd go through the door, he'd push me. And I'd try not to fall as I'm going down the steps. And he'd get a big kick out of that, right? But when we get really, really heavy weight, I want to tell you, there were a couple of times, had he not been back there spotting for me, I probably wouldn't be here today because that weight bar would have probably been on my neck, all right? But that spotter helps you when you run out of energy. You do everything you can do, but when you run out of energy and you can't get that bar up that last time, that spotter's there to catch it and help you get it up where it needs to go, all right? It's kind of the same way. God has given us stuff to do, and he expects us to use what he's given us to do what we can do, but he will be there to fill the gap, to take care of what we can't do, and he will never let you down.
Hello, this is Pastor Dwayne. I would like to take a few moments to say thank you to those who have written in or called in or just let us know that you've been blessed by this program. Your prayers and encouragement compel us to keep pressing forward. We're also very thankful for those who have sent financial support, both businesses and private individuals. You know who you are. It's truly a joy providing this program for you. We've been amazed at the wide variety of folks who say that they have been impacted by the message brought to you here. From those who are incarcerated to police officers, from business owners to homemakers, from farmers to legislators. We know that we have a mandate from the Lord to preach the no-compromise, straightforward gospel truth, and that is what we've strived to do. If you've been blessed by this radio program in some way, please continue to pray for us, and we would also love to hear from you. You could call or write or even friend us on Facebook. We love to post inspirational thoughts daily. Send your Facebook request to Pastor Dwayne Daigle. And as the Lord lays it on your heart, by all means, your financial gift of any size would be a great blessing. Thank you so much for helping us to take ground for the kingdom of God.
Pastors Dwayne and Cindy would like to thank you for joining us today. We trust that your life has been enriched by the Word of God. We want to encourage you to get plugged into a life-giving church in your area. If you'd like to contact us, you may do so at area code 337-582-2090. If you'd like to write to us or send financial support for this program, you may send it to 350 Highway 165, Iway, Louisiana, 70647. You may also email us at cotp@centurytel.net. Church of the Promise is located approximately 10 miles east of Lake Charles and 1/2 mile south of I-10 at exit 44. Our service times are 10:30 Sunday morning and 7 o'clock on Wednesday evenings. Until next time, remember, you are loved and your life is worth living.